I'm originally from Liverpool, where I was born and grew up. I married Qayyum, who was Kashmiri by birth, but grew up then in Pakistan. His heritage origins are rooted in Afghanistan, because his parents were from Kabul, and his older brothers and sisters were born in Kabul. But during the Bachchu Cow Revolution, the family fled to Kashmir, and Qayyum was then born in Srinagar. During the period of our marriage, when we were young parents living in Pakistan, I lived across the regions of Pakistan, in that I've lived in all the major cities: Peshawar, Karachi, Lahore.
Did you find them exotic?
Actually, Pakistan as a country was a fascinating country.
How long ago was this?
This was in the 60s, and we continued to visit there up until the late 89, because, of course, our children in part spent part of their childhood there.
How did you meet your husband?
Oh, I met my husband, I was at a party and we were introduced to each other.
In England?
Yes, in Liverpool. That wonderful city, Liverpool, that capital of culture. But my period in Pakistan was a very valuable and a very good experience, both from the point of view of me getting to know my in-laws in greater terms, and my children being exposed to their cultural heritage.
How did you find it over there?
I found the country to be a very interesting country. It was actually a lovely country. The people were very warm, they were very welcoming. The country itself, the people, the communities, they were very inclusive. The climate was right at times. Sometimes it got very hot.
Did they find you exotic?
Oh, I'm not sure about that. I wouldn't describe myself in those terms. I was just an ordinary English girl who happened to have married Qayyum, who happened to have been from that region. The challenge of living there was, you know, it was going to be a new experience for me. It was the first country I'd travelled out into and to live in. And I really had a very good 3 years there. But more than that, it gave my children a background and a backdrop to their cultural heritage. And there's nothing like living it. You can read about it, you can look at pictures about it, but there's nothing like having a day-to-day living and life experience of a country that was so rich in its culture. And generally speaking, wherever I went, I was always very warmly welcomed and supported. So it really was a good time for me.
Do you feel the country has changed so much? Would you go back and live there now?
The country has changed a lot. The political dynamics have changed of Pakistan. I think what we need to hold on to is that we get all the headlines and we get things that sell newspapers. But the day-to-day life and living there, for many, is probably good. Equally, of course, some of the political outcomes for it isn't necessarily good. But the people themselves will work for change, and one day have a country that they have built and desired on. But every country goes through its difficult patches and periods and history. But fundamentally, what matters more than anything is the people of the country.
Who you love.
Who I love.
And they loved you.
Well, I'm sure that's the way I felt about it, yes.
Do you miss it?
On some levels, yes, because, you know, patterns of family life there, the closeness, the extended family model, the religious and traditional and cultural celebrations through the calendar year, was much more meaningful living there and experiencing it in an Islamic country than it is here. Obviously, it's very different.
Yeah, yeah, because we see Islam in this country as scary and
Yes, that is very sad and that is very tragic.
So that's not the Islamic way of life that you know. That's not what you've experienced.
No. And what people need to remember that sometimes the practices that they see and the practices they hear talked about are culture and not religion. You must remember that Islam was the first religion to prescribe women's rights.
See, didn't know that, did you?
No.
I'm talking to myself.
But it's very important to remember that and to hold on to that.
How do you feel when you hear that the Taliban are actually bombing parts of Pakistan?
Well, for me, it's always sad for me when I hear about bombing in any part of the world. I'm anti-war, I'm anti-aggression. I think it's a sad day if countries and people and the people who represent them can't sit around a table and resolve issues. War has never been the answer for anybody.
Thank you very much.